Matthew chapter 7. And we want to begin looking at verse 21. Amen. And reading from the NIV version, it reads as thus: Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And this morning I want to use for a simple subject, I want to just ask you a question. Are you standing on shaky ground? Are you standing on shaky ground? When we look here in this particular passage of scripture, Jesus is talking to us and he's telling us of the absolute necessity of building your house on the right type of foundation. And the foundation is extremely important because it's the foundation that holds everything else up. It's the foundation that holds your house together. And no matter what kind of quality materials you may use, I don't care how carefully you might join the frame together or how skilled the craftsman might be that builds your house, if the foundation is not stable and solid, your house lacks spiritual integrity. In other words, over time, cracks will develop in the wall, amen. The windows will stick, the roof will leak, and sooner or later, the storms of life will bring your house crashing down, and everything that you spend all your time and work so hard for will be lost. In other words, then, to avoid that problem or situation in our lives, we need to look here a little bit closer at this parable as Jesus talks to us. First of all, if you'll notice here that in this story, there are only two builders. And when it comes down to the matter of truth in life, there are really only two options. Which means that you're either trusting God and obeying his command and trying to follow his examples, or you're not. See, there are two ways in life. One way leads to life and salvation, and the other road leads to death and eternal destruction. Now, when you think about living in this life, the world that we live in today would have you to believe that you've got a whole lot of different choices as far as your spiritual life goes. And some will tell you, as long as you believe something, that's all right. But that's not necessarily true, because when you deal and you talk about, we've got Christianity, we've got Islam, we've got Buddhism, we've got Confucianism, we've got Hinduism, we've got all types of isms. And what has happened is we tend to take the buffet approach to religion, that we can pick and choose which elements we want to eat and which ones we don't want to eat. But I've come to tell you that according to the Bible, there's only two ways. It's either God's way or it's man's way. And as I told you before, one way leads to life and the other way leads to death. And when we look around at situations and people in our lives, let me tell you right now, looks can be deceiving. Everything that glitter ain't gold. And everybody that's talking about they saved ain't saved. See, when you consider that the house that the man here talks about that was built on sand, it was a good looking house. It was a solid house. It was built probably out of the best of materials and designed by probably one of the best architects that could be around. But there was one thing about this. I have to think about this. And it looked good. And it did not fall right away. See, we got some church folk that look good. Amen. And you want to try to fool pastor, but you need to worry about where God is looking. See, you can fool pastor all you want to, but see, pastor ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in. But see, the word of God said that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding the good and the evil. And when you think nobody saw, let me bust your bubble. God saw you. See, let me tell you about this house. It was not defective. It was a good-looking house. And it looked like all the other folks' house. So you worry about what church folk look like. You better worry about what God wants you to look like. And I tell you all the time, don't follow me. You better follow Jesus. Man will lead you to hell. And as long as the weather was good, this house was perfectly adequate for habitation. Good place to live in. Warm in the winter. Cool in the summer. And I'm quite sure that it probably had one of the best ventilation systems around that kept this body comfortable. But everything that keeps you comfortable is not stable. And when we look here, it wasn't until the heavy rains came that this house collapsed. And I got to put a lot of emphasis on this, because just like this man's diligence was no sign that he was doing the right thing. Let me tell you something. You can work hard all day long and it don't mean a thing. Let me explain. Whoever built this house managed to accomplish something that looked impressive and it looked to be worthwhile. But that does not mean that it's necessarily in good shape, because underneath it all was just waiting on the first real storm to come. And see, storms will expose your weaknesses. And see, when your weaknesses get exposed, the storms realize that you lack a real, true foundation. Let me tell you something. It's possible to accomplish a whole lot in life. I'm going to scare somebody now. Without God. Don't look at me crazy. It is possible to accomplish a whole lot in this life without God. Let me explain. You can build a business. You can have you an illustrious career. You can make plenty of money. You can even build a fairly decent marriage relationship. You can do many big, important, impressive, and admirable things that impress people. But baby, let me warn you, there's a storm headed your way. And see, this storm will either show how strong you are, or it will expose the weaknesses of your character. See, when we look back here at this text, we found that the solid house was built on a rock. See, termites can't eat through rock. But see, the house that's built on a wooden foundation will eventually rot, or the termites will eat it up. And you got some termites in this life that will eat you alive. There are some storms called termites that make you ready to throw up your hands because your building begins to rock when the storms come. When problems come, nothing but termites eating at your house. When sickness comes, that's nothing but a termite eating away at this body cavity. But see, one thing I can tell you about this body, he said that if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I don't have to trip because I've got another building. See, everybody ain't got another crib to go to. I've got another building that's not made by hand. And see, you can't drive there. 747 can't fly you there, but it says it's eternal in the heavens. And heaven is a place that's reserved for prepared people. Are you standing on shaky ground? See, we often confuse being busy with godliness. We assume that if somebody's working hard and they got plenty of energy, then they got to be a sincere Christian. See, they got to be close to God if they're doing so much for the Lord. But let me tell you, you can make a ministry out of being busy. But that's a mistake. Because out of all the activities and the services that you give, if your foundation is built on sand, then you're standing on shaky ground. See, a lot of times people do things also in church for the wrong reasons. And see, it may not be obvious what kind of foundation is underneath your house, but in the end, your true motivations or your reasons will become apparent. Sometimes friends, they hang around you to see what they can get out of you. They're not there for the right reason. See, there are other kind of motivations. See, some folk are here for pride. Like to be involved in church activities because I will get the praise and recognition. And they like being in the spotlight. And they like for people to thank them and things of that nature. But let me explain something. And you got some pastors that's like this too. Amen. Let me tell you what happens, see? But see, if their service isn't noticed, or you don't pat them on the back, or if they happen to get criticized, guess what happens? They get mad. They quit. They leave church. And they blame everybody else because they've become exposed. And see, what exposed them was the storm. And see, criticism is a storm. Everybody ain't gonna hoop you up. But if you're here for the right reason, then you will stand. See, if your really reason for being here is for Christ, see, only what you do for Christ will last. Some folk here for self-righteousness. And if you hear folk complaining about how much they do versus how little somebody else does. You know what they're doing? Kind of shaky foundation. We've got to learn to put all of our trust and confidence in God, because see, works will not save you. What's the foundation for doing what you do? And see, and if, let me tell you something about being blessed or getting things. Some folk live this life, and it seems like storms never come in their life. They live like hell, and seem like they never catch it. But let me tell you something. Seem like they don't have any interest in religion, yet things still going good for them. Driving nice cars, living in nice houses, wearing nice things. But let me tell you, don't get upset about it. Look at Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down. But see, what you don't realize is the storm that will attack them is the storm that destroys everything, including your soul. And that storm is called the final judgment. And see, when the judgment comes, the only thing that will matter will be whether you got Christ or not. Your money won't save you. Your house won't save you. Your sorority won't save you. Your fraternity won't save you. Your having your name on a membership roll at a mega church won't save you. Because see, when the judgment comes, whatever is not done will be swept into everlasting punishment and destruction if you don't have God on your side. That's the reason that it's often said that God says this in the book of Isaiah. He says, now I'll lay a stone for you over in Zion. It's a tested stone. It's a precious stone. It's a cornerstone. And it's a true foundation. And justice is the measuring line. And righteousness is the plumb line. And God will allow you to sign an agreement with him that says that death will become annulled and grave will not be your final destination. There may be some here today that know that they are outside of Christ, but I'm telling you right now, stop building your life on the sand and prepare yourself for the storms of life and for the final storm. See, the final storm is the storm that measures the true test of your foundation. We've got to learn to turn from our sins. Don't delay a minute longer, because we don't know when the storm's going to hit. For the word says that no man knows the day or the hour that the Son of Man shall come back. But I tell you, there's a storm headed to your house. Are you standing on shaky ground? See, I know today most of us consider ourselves to be in Christ and we feel like we're ready, but let me warn you this morning. Don't be complacent. Don't assume just because you claim Christ as your Savior that storms will not come into your life. See, there's a storm that comes that you'll only be able to stand if you've been filled with His Holy Ghost. And everybody that says, Lord, Lord, won't necessarily enter, but only the ones that does his will. Make sure that you're not deceived. Make sure that You don't claim Christ in your mind, but falling with something else with your life. See, the word says that everybody that hears these words and puts them into practice will be like the wise man. In other words, when the rains come, you'll be able to stand. And when you look here in this text, you will discover that the wise man that built the house didn't work any harder than the foolish man that built the house. And the only difference in the two houses was the choices of the foundation that the house would be built upon. Even the most terrible storm could not destroy the house that was built on the rock. And see, right now, if you've got your life trusting in God, storms might come, but they won't be able to blow your house away. Even when we get to the final storm, you'll be able to go through untouched and unharmed by the storm, because God holds a promise for us if we build our lives on Him. The storms of life may rage, and you might become frightened, but you can't be in despair. Because see, when I read in the Word, it tells me that death nor life nor any other creature will be able to separate me from the love of God. He said, "It no angels nor demons, no principalities or powers, no height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God." When the storm comes, when the sky gets black, when the winds begin to howl, when the rain begin to pour, you've got to remember that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. No matter what comes in this storm, you gotta be able to stand. Somebody said, "What do you do when the wind begin to blow?" See, I gotta stand knowing that my house ain't going nowhere. Cause see, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. See, right now, what have you got your foundation built up on? What are you gonna do when the storm of life come? See, I can tell you, there's a wolf out there that's ready to destroy your house. Somebody said he'll huff and he'll puff and he'll try to blow your house down. See, somebody out here has got a house that's made out of mud. It looks like brick. But I tell you, when the problems come, that mud will begin to crumble. And I can see that old wolf at your house huffing, puffing, and blowing your house down. Then I see another foundation. Somebody said that it was built out of straw. And see, that straw foundation is when you depend on your money to take you. But see, after a while, when economic crisis hit, I can see your straw house beginning to crumble. And somebody said that old wolf began to huff and he puffed and he blew your house down. But then I see another house that
they tell me it was built on a foundation before the world was formed. They tell me that the wolf began to huff and he puffed, but he couldn't blow the house down. Then Jesus came and said, I'm going to show you what a real house is about. The storm called death came, and the wolf began to blow, and he blew upon Jesus' house, but the house just been over for a little while. And for 3 long days, I can see that rock laying down in a grave. But early, early, early on the 3rd day morning, that rock got up and said, death, where's your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Somebody said, ever since that day, I began to shout, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And right now, the wolf is still blowing in your life. See, when problems come around your house, the wolf is huffing and he's puffing, trying to blow your house down. But see, let me tell you, when God saves you, he don't have to do anything. Storms might come, the winds might blow, but I ain't going anywhere, cause my house is built upon the rock. Somebody said, I go to the rock of my salvation. See, when you're on the rock, you don't have to worry about your house slipping and sliding. The winds might blow, the rains might come, but I tell you, this house is gonna stand. And after a while, when we lay it down, when thing called death enters your life, I tell you, I'm gonna transfer out of this old earthly house. And they tell me I'm going to a land over there. In that land, don't have to worry about the light bill, cause Jesus is the light of the city. They tell me I won't have to worry about locking my doors on that house. They tell me there's gates to the city. 3 gates in the east, 3 gates in the north, 3 gates in the south, and 3 gates in the west. And see, when I get there, I'm going to a land where the builder and maker is God. Can't no storm in a heaven that tell you the devil was up there, but God kicked that storm on up out of heaven. And when it comes into your life, you gotta say, devil, you gotta get up out of my house. See, right now, you gotta be able to stand. Stand when the wind blow. You gotta stand when the rain come in your life. Somebody said, what are you talking about, rain? I'm talking about when old sickness begin to rain down in this old body. You gotta be able to stand and say, if I perish, just let me perish, because I'm going to see the King. And one of these days, this life is gonna be over. But I told you about my heavenly home. See, over there, I don't have to worry about running over bumpy railroad tracks, cause the streets are paved with gold, walls made out of jasper, gates made out of pearl. And see, over there, don't have to worry about being sick, cause there's a tree that's good for the healing of the nation. There's a river that flows that's like crystal. And see, right now, I get tired of going to work sometimes. But over there, won't have to go to work no more. Won't do nothing but praise him 24/7. Hallelujah to the Father. Hallelujah to the Son. Hallelujah to the precious Holy Ghost. See, if you got the Holy Ghost, don't have to worry about your house falling. And right now, somebody in here, your house is crumbling. It's about to crash. But you need Jesus to stand, hold you up, to prop you up on every leaning side. You know that your house is shaking. You ought to come down here and say, God, my house is messed up, but I want to move it. I want to move it and put it on a solid foundation.
You can play church all you want to, but I'm going to tell you, death is real. Hell is real. Hell is real. You better make sure that you got a foundation. I didn't say name on a church roll. I said a foundation. You'll be able to stand and see what's happening right now all over this world. Folk are going through storms. You know you're in a storm. Don't lie to yourself. And you questioning what your house built out of. Amen. Ain't no perfect folk in here. Quit lying to yourself. And see, when those storms come, somebody here been ready to give up. Said, I just quit. But I tell you, there's a brighter day ahead. And if your life is built on Jesus, you ain't got to do jack but stand. But now if it's built on something else, you better change houses. You better let them foreclose on that old one and move into this new one. Because see, God is looking for this new man. That old junk that you used to have, it can't live in this new house. Take no old furniture to no new house. And that's what I'm afraid has been happening. We've been moving to what we said was God's house, a brand new life. But you've been bringing your old raggedy furniture from your old life with you into the new house. And see, the old furniture contaminates the new house. You brought some termites with you. But right now, right now, God is saying, if your life is not solid, you can come right now. While you have time, you can play games with yourself if you want to, but when that final storm comes, as the old folk used to say, when your tongue is glued to the roof of your mouth, and one of them used to say, when your fingernails turn purple, you know what I'm talking about? It's all over. It'll be too late to change houses. May God bless you, and may God keep you as I pray. Let's just give God some praise right now.